This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 31, 2026. Some area schools are making plans to deal with immigration agents, and a new apartment complex is being proposed for Beverly. Mostly sunny, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:06 p.m. Newburyport Daily News reports that with students across Greater Newburyport returning to classrooms this week or next, superintendents say their schools will be ready to comply with recently announced state guidelines for public schools on dealing with visits from federal immigration agents. Under the so-called PROTECT Act, civil arrests are prohibited on school property or in state-licensed child care programs without a judicial warrant or judicial order. The law also requires covered schools and programs to adopt policies governing interaction with civil law enforcement. Those policies must be in place by September 1 or the first day of school, whichever is earlier, according to the Healey administration. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. In Beverly, the new owners of the property that currently houses the North Beverly Stop and Shop are considering redeveloping the site into nearly 200 apartments along with other retail space. A neighborhood meeting on the recent sale of the property and a proposed apartment complex for the site will be held via Zoom on Wednesday night. The supermarket's building at 37 Enon Street was purchased for $8.5 million by Transom Real Estate earlier this year. According to an announcement of the sale of the property in May, the property is 60,666 square feet and sits on 4.9 acres of land that once held the first Marshall store in the United States that opened in 1956. Transom is seeking to build a 3- or 4-story apartment building with 179 units at the site that would also include storefronts for retail space and 279 parking spaces, according to Ward 5 City Councilor Kathleen Feldman. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In a recorded message on Sunday, Gloucester Mayor Paul Lundberg offered some details on the city's upcoming new trash collection and recycling service.
This is Gloucester Mayor Paul Lundberg calling with an important update for Gloucester residents about our new trash and recycling program, Bags to Bins, which begins on October 1st. Our detailed printed brochure began arriving in our mailboxes over the weekend. You can also find all the details online on the city's website, gloucester-ma.gov. We are in the final days of the transition. Beginning this week on September 3rd, the new trash bins, one 65-gallon trash cart and one 65-gallon recycling cart, will begin arriving at residents' homes. The delivery process is expected to conclude by September 17th. You will begin using the new bins starting October 1st. Your trash pickup day will remain the same. If you will be using the standard service, no further action is required. If you wish to request a smaller trash bin to save on your annual fee, or if you are 65 and older and wish to apply for the 50% senior discount, please submit your forms by tomorrow, Monday, August 31st. You can find these forms online at the city's website, gloucester-ma.gov/trash, or call the DPW office for assistance at 978-325-5600. If you wish to dispose of your old trash barrels, the city will be providing a dedicated dumpster at the DPW yard on Poplar Street. We will advise you of those dates. Finally, a reminder that the Purple Bag program will officially end on September 30. Please only purchase enough bags for your needs until then. There will be no refund for unused Purple Bags. Thank you for your patience and cooperation as we modernize Gloucester's waste management system for a cleaner, more efficient future. For any questions, please visit the city's website or call the DPW at 978-325-5600. That's 978-325-5600. Thank you very much.
That's Gloucester Mayor Paul Lundberg. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.